You know, me and Teresa, I didn't know, you know, that never thought about it or anything until I heard a preacher say one time, minister say one time, that your mind is your mind. It don't belong to the devil. And I didn't really realize, you know, that I could control my thoughts. I mean, I really didn't know it till I got born again and began to get in the Word of God, and I realized that you know, that God's Word was so powerful, that, and I started experiencing it because I started taking God's Word and meditating on it. I started thinking on it instead of thinking jealous thoughts. I began to replace God's Word with the thoughts of defeat and thoughts of losing my marriage and thoughts of not being able to raise my son and all of that stuff. All the things that the enemy, he can't work on me now with that, but it's other stuff, you know. But believers are possessors. And I looked up the word possessor, and it says one who possesses, an owner, and to occupy. And it'll make more sense maybe as I go on. But decisions, once we get born again, we become the sons of God. Now, we've been given that place. It's not we are trying to be. Now, if you're not born again, you are not a son of God. You are not a daughter of God. You are not. Your father is the devil. And I don't care if you were born clean, shaved, never stole a candy bar, never lied, never cheated, never did anybody wrong. You are still a sinner. We're born into sin. And we possess that. We possess that curse, that spiritual death and bondage, and all that life is bondage. We possess that, not by our choice. It's by Adam's choice that give over power to Satan. But now, you know, when we get born again, we're possessors. How many knows that? Give me that scripture, John 3:16, before I say anything else. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. How many knows that Jesus belongs to the whole world, but not the whole world possesses him? Not the whole world lays hold. He's mine. Jesus is mine. Is he yours? Yes. Praise God. If he's not, I'll tell you a little story. He died for you. He was crucified for you. He came to this earth for you. He was crucified for you. He was buried and he was raised from the dead. And he ascended up on high and sent salvation to you. And all you've got to do is believe on him. Accept him. And you possess him then. He becomes yours. I mean, it's kind of like somebody gives you a car and they say, and I've got the title on it, and, you know, just come get it. That's what I told Nemo one time. I gave him a car and I said, come get it out of my yard. See, it belonged to him right then. That car belonged to Nemo. That's Johnny's brother. But you know what? It took him a day or two to get over there to possess it, to lay hold, to drive that thing out of there, whatever the case might be. Although it was his, he could have never come got it. I don't deserve that, Brother Scotty. He was just a good man. I'm not going. And you know what? He had that car, and he could have never come and got it. That's the way some people are. You know, the whole world, Jesus belongs to the whole world. But not everybody possesses him. Give me that John 1, please, Beth. This is that scripture, sister, I was telling you. He came to his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them he gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. To them that receive him, I didn't realize it at the time I was in my living room, and when I told the Lord, if you're really real, help me, and I'm not going into that story. I knew I got up, something happened to me. And I got up and I'm like, what happened to me, man? Sun shining, all that stuff. And I didn't want to commit suicide, you know. And I wasn't sad anymore. Nothing changed out here in the natural realm at that moment. But the Bible says, to those, but as many as I received him. He had been there for 27 years of my life and I'd never received him. And life to me at that point, to where I was at in life because of my choices and circumstances and being emotion-led and feeling-led and whatever you want led, had led me to a life of emptiness. That's where a lot of people are today, because mankind is created for him. I mean, in our hearts and in our lives, we're created to worship him. We're created, you know, we're created to serve him, you know, by our own free choice, praise God. But then I stood up, you know, and I'm like, what happened? But this is what happened. Power came. If you received him, you got power. You possess power. It's yours. You're occupied. You've done took it. You've took salvation. It came into your life. And that is the best day of the rest of your life if you follow him. If we follow Jesus. Now, you know, we don't hope we are. We don't hope we are the children of God, the sons and daughters of God. We are. He gave us power and we became them. Just like righteousness. Sometimes, you know, you don't feel worthy of the things of the Lord, or worthy, you know, to ask the Lord for things. But how many knows that righteousness, that worthiness has already been given to you in him? You have been made the righteousness. You're not trying to work. See, you know, walking out, you know, to be like Christ, you know, I mean, the Lord told me one time, he said, look, he said, you can try to change yourself if you want to because you want to be like Christ, he said, but you can believe your way into righteousness. He said, you believe, he said, and righteousness will automatically start working inside of you and helping you and empowering you. Why? Because I already have it. You already have it. You are already righteous. That is why you want to do right. We didn't really want to do right when we wasn't saved. I didn't. I mean, I wanted to do everything wrong and bad and all that, you know. But once that power came in, see what I'm saying here tonight, we possess power. We're not trying to get God's power. We already possess his power. And this, just like, you know, Samantha was talking about, she listening to Jensen Franklin, you know, and Jesus said, forgive them 70 times 7, you know, praise God. And you know what? That he's already give us forgiveness. He forgave us. He came on the inside of us. We ain't got to try to forgive. We can. We got to quit trying to be Christians. We are. We got to quit trying to get healed. We already are. We possess healing. It's ours. It's already ours. It's already done. It's already, all we got to do is say, it's mine. I take it. And then act on it. See, faith without works, faith without action is dead. If I believe I'm righteous, I got to start walking around, and I'm not Scotty anymore. I'm not just a Weston anymore. I had to walk around saying I'm a king and a priest unto God. I have a new nature, and my nature is God's nature. Now I'm like him. I wasn't nowhere near like him, Johnny. I mean, I would still cuss, and, you know, I mean, but it seemed like that old man was more dominant than this one on the inside, see, at that time. So I walk around saying, I'm a king and a priest unto God. I have God's power on the inside of me. Scripture, you got to take Scripture. See, what I'm talking about is going to you get away from religion. You get away from what the church thinks about the Bible. And you get away from what the neighbor thinks about the Bible. Or what Christians have experienced that they hadn't experienced. And they don't go to the Bible now. They go to their five senses, how it looks, what I went through. God didn't move for me. And I don't know if He'll move. You got to get away from all of that and make quality choices. Quality choices is choices that you make based on God's Word, and then you receive it. That's how come sickness can't stay with me very long. Well, you had a heart attack, no heart surgery. Yeah, and it kills most people. I stepped out there in the room, man. I'm just anticipating getting out of that hospital, you know. It's not because I'm all sad and all that. I mean, I'm geared up on this. I'm ready to get back out here and come back to church and preach and go to work, you know, and all of that stuff, praise God. Why? Because the Bible says that I will enjoy the works of my hands, not stay in that hospital. Now, I'm believing based on the Word, quick, speedily recovery. Well, I walked out there, lights went off, and nurse, she says, hey, you need to get back in there. Somebody, what was it, what they call it? Coated. They gone, man. They died in there. And I'm standing there, you know, and she's like, we don't want you getting scared. And I thought, nah, man, 1 Peter 1:7, 1 Timothy 1:7 says, God has not given me the spirit of fear. I possess power. You see what I'm saying? You can stand and your body's been cut all up. And you're like, that wasn't me. That was this body. Blood God, hallelujah. You can't cut me up. I'm on the inside. Hallelujah. See, the Bible says, let this mind be in you that was in Christ Jesus. He didn't think poverty. He didn't think lack. He didn't think there was devils ruling people and there wasn't nothing he could do about it. He had been given power. He was a demonstration of God in this earth for me and you. And then He said, I give you power over all the power of the devil. So ain't not one of us in here that's born again that's not got power over the devil. There ain't one got more than the other. We got the same power. That's exactly right. The Spirit of God. Every one of us, praise God, I mean, have opportunities in our families where we work and all of that to act on God's Word. A preacher told me one time, he said, man, you just ain't afraid to pray for nobody. What if they don't get healed and you don't look good? I said, it ain't gonna be me looking bad. It's gonna be God. I said, God didn't tell me to do this by myself. I said, He said, go lay your hands. He's working in me and through me. He's working in and through you. I said, I gotta not think about me and get these people healed. Well, see, when you've got that mindset that the Bible says that these signs shall follow them that believe, well, then you ain't got no problem if you believe it. If you believe that, then you ain't got a problem. Your problems are over. The thought can't even come. A thought can come and say, what if they don't get healed? And you say, bosh, shut up. They're going to, but God, hallelujah. Go lay hands on them, especially young people that ain't been in the Lord very long, and even sinners. Now, when you get a little older, you got to walk by faith. He wants you to grow up and get out of those five senses to where poor old me, I don't know if I'm ever going to change, if it's ever going to change in my life. You got to get your mind renewed to the Word of God to where you don't think that way, and you can come out of hell itself. I mean, hell can just bombard your life, I mean, day after day, week after week, month after month, and you just like, you're way better than a Timex. You just take lickings and keep on ticking. Why? Because greater is He that is in you, and you know that you are not in your own strength. I believe it's Psalms 27:1. He says, He is our strength, and He is our life. There's a scripture, I believe it's in Psalms 103, that it says that David said, I go in the name of the Lord God, the name of the Lord. And I took that for myself whenever things were bad in my life and went through open heart surgery and other things, you know. I would use that when I felt weak and I felt like I wasn't going to make it. I felt like I don't know if I'm ever going to be right again or not. And I would take that and I would confess it out of my mouth. Why? Because I believe what the Word says. And I would say, I go in the strength of the Lord God Almighty. Why? I made a quality decision that my feelings and age and all of that stuff is not going to bother me. Hallelujah. Did you know the Bible says in Proverbs 18:14, it says, the strong spirit, see what that gave me, that revelation? The Word, Johnny. And I thought, glory to God. All I got to do is keep my spirit strong. Well, how do you keep your spirit strong? You feed on the right stuff. Feed on Jensen. I think about it a lot, you know, because I'll say a song in here every now and then, and I'll go around and I'll say, lean on me when you're not strong, when you need a friend. Now, I know it's talking about brothers, but I'm talking about Jesus. I'm telling Him, I'm leaning on You. I'm leaning on You, Lord. I'm going in Your strength. See, God don't want you a roller coaster. I mean, He don't want you to be a roller coaster. I mean, no matter what element comes into your existence, praise God, into your reality, praise the Lord. I mean, you don't want to be up in church and then go out and then be down all week. You want to be up all the time, up in the morning. Up at noontime. Praise Him in the afternoon. You just want to praise Him in the morning. See, we're not at a place in Christ Jesus to where we got to beg God for nothing. I asked Him for wisdom one time. And the Bible says in the book of James, what happens to those kind of folk? They receive it. Then why would I want to go beg Him again? I walk around saying, glory to God, I got wisdom. That's how come I'm smarter than the devil. I got God's wisdom. That makes me smarter than carnal, wiser than carnal people. That don't mean, not better than. Everybody has the same level field. Jesus, that's right. And the Word of God. I mean, it never ceases to amaze me that when I hear people talk, I'm talking about God's people out here. I'm in a mission field. I go all over. I meet all kinds of people. I meet thin ones, fat ones, skinny ones, chunky ones, short ones, round ones, weird-looking ones. I mean, I'll meet them all out there, Johnny. But when it comes to Bible, I mean, most of them is illiterate. They don't have no knowledge. And they've been in church 20, 30 years. They can actually mentally quote Scripture, but never acted on it. Didn't know you could. Didn't know it says love your enemies. And they could make a choice to love because He commands and that's been given. Did you know you ain't even gotta ask God to put His love in you? He is in there. A lady one time come up for prayer and she told me, pray that God would give me more love. I said, He can't. I said, I'd be a dead prayer. She said, well, I mean, I want to be able to love more. I said, well, you're going to have to choose to do it. I said, because the Bible says, here we go with that Bible again. See, she don't even know that love is living in her, that it's in there. It's not something you have to pray God for. God, give me more of Your love. God, give me more of Your... No, He's already give you Himself. The Bible says in Romans 5:5, the love of God is poured out into our hearts by His Holy Spirit. You have not got to pray for love. Oh, but now you do got to exercise that love and it will get stronger and stronger. Why? Because once you act on it, once you act on love, you're acting on the Word. How many knows the Bible says that love is not quick-tempered? I mean, kind of like I told that dude, You know, now I've had to work on it. Used to, I'd break his leg, throw him off the truck, man. You know. But you know what? I've chosen, developed, and to the point to where I am, and I'm going to go deeper, praise God, to where I was able to look at him and say, nobody can make me mad. Well, my mind's made up. There ain't nobody on this planet can make me mad. I might be tested. Well, good. That gives me an opportunity to go a little deeper in it. See, that's the way you got to look at it. You're at a place of you are in love. You already have love. See, that's why a lot of people's faith don't work right. Because the Bible says that faith works by love. Faith comes from the Word of God, from hearing preaching, hearing Jensen, hearing me, hearing Monty, hearing faith comes by hearing, you know, hearing the Holy Spirit speak to you something. But there's a lot different, it's a different thing to act on the faith that you have. Abraham did it. Romans 4, I believe it is over there. He said, it says, as it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations. How many knows you've been made kings and priests unto God? Abraham looked at his body, he's 100. I mean, what do you think he thought? When God said, I'm going to make you the father. They couldn't have no kids, Monty. But the Bible says, and against hope. How many knows that hope is a future thing? Hope is in the future. Faith is now. Faith is right now. Faith's not tomorrow, not next the next day. Faith is now. The Bible clearly says it. How do you know that, Brother Scotty? Hebrews 11:1. Right now, faith is. Now, faith is. Faith is your healing. It's now. You're not waiting on it. See, we have to get our intellect out of the way. We have to get our reasoning out of the way of this word, because our intellect can hinder the things that has already freely been given us. Just like salvation, I struggle with it. How many day or two goes by and I'm like, Satan, I'd have this thought. You didn't really get saved. You didn't say the sinner's prayer. And I didn't, you know. And I thought, I know I did. Something happened to me in there, you know. And I'd have those thoughts again. And I'd combat them again. Well, see, now look, I could have hindered that salvation by believing that, Johnny, because I would not have went after the Lord. If I believed I wasn't saved, then I would have hindered Jesus that came into my life. And you might say today, well, I mean, if I had faith like you, you have it. I have more knowledge and I've built on the faith that I do have. But everybody has been given the measure of faith. You have it if you're born again. Now start using it. Well, God told me one time, I said, well, listen to what you're saying. You said you believe from Genesis to Revelations, but you're saying you're weak and you're just a normal man, you know. And I mean, you're saved and all. I said, look at your confession. I said, it don't line up with what you said you believe. I said, if you believe greater is he that's in you, wouldn't you think that his strength is in you too? Well, I mean, I believe. No, you don't believe it. If I believe I'm blessed, you won't hear me say I'm broke. Even if I'm broke, you'll hear me say I'm blessed. And that very same guy, he said, well, that's kind of being a hypocrite, ain't it? I said, I'm not pretending nothing. I said, God said it right here. I said, bless God. And I said, and the Apostle Paul says, therefore, as I have believed, therefore I speak. As I said, and I'm not going to believe my circumstances over God's word. I said, that's the only confidence that I've got that things are going to change in my life, buddy. People will try to talk you out of believing. They don't mean to. I mean, I remember one time going through a really hard financial. I've never been through that kind of financial trial in my life, you know, as a Christian. And I mean, I give in to my emotions and all that, and I was plumb hopeless. I didn't even have any hope left because I was dwelling on what it looked like and what it felt like and going to lose the church and going to lose my ministry because I don't got his strength anymore. You can't do this church thing without him. You won't walk in the blessing without him. And it's already been paid for and already been given you strength. He said, Isaiah 40 over there, he says, those that wait on the Lord, he said, I'll renew their strength. He said, I give strength to the weak. I strengthen the weak. He didn't say they're going to pray and beg me. He said, I'll do it. This thing has automatically happened. But you know what? When I left out of a lawyer's office after yielding to my feelings and yielding to what it looked like and starting to make wrong choices, quitting believing and lost all hope really in the natural. I mean, it looked like I was washed up. We were washed up. I'm telling you the honest to God's truth in 2008 or 9 or whenever it was. But I come out of that lawyer's office after he told me, he said, you ain't got no choice. The government is going to pay me for you to go bankrupt. He said, you ain't got no choice. And I stood up and I said, I do got a choice. I said, I told you I'd think about it. You ain't got nothing to think about. I said, thank you for your time, buddy. And I walked out on that sidewalk and I'm walking down through there and I'm like, I've got nowhere to turn but Jesus. And so I turned my heart back to him. That's what he's taught. They're telling about in the wilderness over there. They turned back in their hearts and limited the Holy One of Israel. And I knew that and I'd preached that. But doing it's a whole different thing, Christian. For you to act on God's word is going to take you over into the benefits. And I mean, you must renew your mind to the word of God. You must not let this culture and the circumstances and people mold you that speaks contrary to this word right here, like it ain't going to work anymore. I'm telling you right now it works. He's the Alpha and the Omega. He's the beginning and the end, and he's already got the picture of everything that's happening right now. Hallelujah. Well, you know what? I told the Lord on the streets of Indiana walking down through there, I said, I'm sorry, God. I'm sorry that I turned to the weak and beggarly elements of this world, Lord. I'm sorry. Did you know the scripture in the Bible? It says, why turn you to the weak and beggarly elements of the world? And I knew it, and I knew I did it, praise God. And I repented right quick, praise God. And I just straightened myself up, so to speak, in my heart towards the Lord. And then I got that scripture in there where it says, no man has left mother, father, lands, brother. I'd abandoned all of it. I was abandoning the money. I was abandoning the house. And I was turning to the Lord. And I was saying, only you, God, and I will not live. Then when I got a hold of that scripture, nothing changed in the natural. My emotions were still trying to run wild. My mind was still trying to say it ain't going to work, blah, blah, blah. But I was believing on the inside down here. The word was in me because I'd meditated on it and said it and confessed it and preached it. Now I've had the opportunity to act on it. Act on it means I'm not saying that anymore. So after that little brief period there, praise God, hallelujah. When I rose up on the, and I'm telling you, praise God, at one point, when I got my mind straightened out, my confession all day long, I had to do it all day, Johnny. It wasn't just at church. I mean, to know that I'm going to win, I had to have that, I had to keep my thoughts cast out, cast down, all that. Day in and day out and day in and day out. Turn some preaching on. Last thing I wanted to hear is preaching at night. I wanted answers. See, that's your flesh. That's your flesh under pressure. You've got to come out from under that pressure and into rest. And so, you know what? Praise God. I mean, it wasn't too long. I was in the presence of some guys, and that's going through hardship herself, and I didn't tell nobody nothing, you know, and everything. And one of them said, well, I got to go bankrupt. And I said, well, that's not in the Bible. This is after I come out of the lawyer's office, I don't know, maybe a couple of weeks later. You know, and I thought, well, I've got the answer, man, how they don't lose. Nothing changed in the natural. But victory was mine on the inside. And I knew it was just a matter of time. See, once you act on the Word of God and you stand, take that stand on the Word that God will come through. He watches over it to perform it. He makes sure that when I stand on that Word that I get the results of that Word if I won't back down. If I make a quality decision based on the Word of God, regardless of my circumstances and feelings and emotions and even people, praise God, and don't back down and don't waver on it. That's what Abraham didn't do. The Bible says that Abraham believed in hope, but against hope, hope lost, faith won. I mean, he says, and against hope, he believed against hope. Hope and faith came in the battle there, and faith won. And Abraham, we are now the seed of Abraham. The descendants of Abraham, Jesus come through that promise. Jesus come through that promise that he promised Abraham that in thee shall all the nations of the earth be blessed. Abraham wouldn't waver. He was 100. Sarah was 90. I mean, just imagine that, praise God. I mean, without God, that's not going to happen. But the Bible says that he counted God. That's what you got to do. No matter what you're facing or will face, things are going to come up. I mean, persecution against Christians, it's already happened in the last 2 or 3 years. I mean, they did a good job, the government did, of shutting the church down. I believe it was just a trial run. I can't prove that. See how much that they can get the people to submit. And now, you know, the people got fed up and they seen it. And they in COVID, they said it in October, you know, it's going to ramp up in October. And I thought to myself, you let it ramp up in Bluntsville, we're going to ramp in Jesus. We ain't shutting nothing down. But God, I'm done with that. My mind was made up, praise God. There's a separation between church and state. Hallelujah. I have a God-given right to serve God and have church and all. And my mind was made up. Not anti-government. I like the government. They keep our country pretty good, somewhat. But I'm more for Jesus than I am for man. When I seen it in the Bible, you know that. They said, the government told them, don't preach in that name no more. They said, whether it's good for you or not, we can't preach in no other name. We ain't got nothing else to preach. In other words, they just let them out of jail, and they said, they can say what they want, but we're going to preach this name. We got to preach what we've seen. Well, you know what? We got a remnant. I believe we're part of them here that takes the Word of God and, I mean, makes quality decisions and we stand fast. I didn't lose nothing. I didn't lose my house. I didn't lose my truck. I didn't lose nothing. I did not lose nothing. And it wasn't because I had the ability to save it all. I done seen that. But you know what? When I got on that Word, God come through with flying colors, and I never was late another time, and I own all of it today. Nobody owns it but me and Teresa, as long as we pay our taxes. Travis told me a while back, we don't never really own our land, Dad. We got to pay taxes on it. That's stupid. You got to pay for it your whole life. I said, well, you know, they take care of our roads and our schools, and we got to wash it all down somehow. It's easier for me to drink water if you put a little flavoring in it. Praise God. Praise God. Healing belongs to you. I mean, that little woman out there on the street, y'all have heard it. Praise God. That was a demonstration of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, here I was on the streets, praise God, and I'm telling you, I was looking for people. I went to make sure his tag was on his car. Our brother back there. You know, I thought, week after week, I see him pull up, no tag on her. I'm like, well, man, maybe he ain't got the money. And then I come find out he's waiting on the title to come in. Praise God. So I walked out there tonight, and I thought, I'm going to see if there's a tag on that car. So I walked out there, prayed God, and there was a tag on that. I said, well, praise God, hallelujah. You know what I was going to do? I wasn't going to get on him. I was going to walk right in here and throw a $100 bill over there and say, hey, brother, I can meet your need tonight, get your tag on it. Well, it said, I mean, I look for opportunity. Why? Because I am word-minded. I can't help myself. The Bible says, give and it shall be given unto you, good measure, pressed down, shaken together. That's mine. I do it and I'll get the pressed down, shake. I don't do it for that. I mean, it's just in here. I know that that's going to happen, praise God. But it fires me up. Me and Monty was talking about the, you know, singing in ministry and everything, and praise God. And we was talking, I told him, I said, I wouldn't be satisfied without doing this. I mean, this is my calling. Well, I'm not satisfied when I'm not believing. I mean, I'm addicted to believing. I'm addicted to believing God for you. I'm addicted to believing God that Proverbs 10:22 is mine, and it is happening, has been, and is. It's mine. The blessing of the Lord maketh rich and addeth no sorrow. I told the Lord, I said, Lord, I've been believing a long time for our new building, Lord, but I'm not going to stop. Because I look around, I know every crack, everything, I know every leak. I know everything that has leaked. And I told the Lord, I said, I don't know when it's going to happen, Lord. Doris told me one time, she said, I hope it happens before I go on to be with the Lord. That's been about 15 years ago. I already have it. But why ain't it here? Praise God. It is. It's right here. Let me give you scripture for that. Give me that Mark 11. Beth, please. Jesus answered and said to him, have faith in God. For verily I say to you that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire when you pray, believe that you receive it, and you shall have it. I didn't write that, but bless God, that's mine. And you lay hold of it, that's yours. Your healing, if you ain't never asked God for it, praise God. Just say, God, I had never asked you, but I receive my healing right now. Jesus already did it, Father God, in the name of Jesus, and I just receive it right now. It's mine. It belongs to me. It's the children's bread, praise God. And then you speak to your body, and you rebuke the stuff. Whoever says to it, I done told this mucus, I was on my sinuses until I got them slapped, wiped clean, I reckon. But it wasn't in my sinuses, it was in my throat. I was doing everything for the sinuses. Now I'm on it. I done rebuked it. I done laid hands on it, and I said, I speak to you according to Mark 11 over there, and I thank you, Lord, you give me authority. You said that I'm in the name of Jesus. I'm in His authority, and I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. I command you to loose my body and let me go. Praise God, and I'm free from you. And then when I have to clear my throat, I say, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. That's not my evidence. See, you got to be where you don't have to have evidence to believe. That's what Jesus told Doubting Thomas, they call him, Thomas. He said, I'm not going to believe till I see. And I've been in the ministry quite a while, and I've heard people, well, I'm just waiting to see it, waiting to see it, waiting to see it, and I'll believe it when I see it. You know, I don't know why the Lord ain't, all they're doing is like Thomas. And he told Thomas, he said, come on over here, feel of it. He believed, you know. Then he says, you believe when you see. He said, but blessed are those that believe and cannot see. He said that those people are blessed. But see, your mind will get in the way of your believing. I remember when Teresa had left and Travis, he was about a year old or so, and after that experience happened in my living room, and I got up and I thought, man, I'm going to turn on some preaching. That was weird. So I turned on preaching over there, and he says, well, this the, he said, get the anointing oil. He said, anoint your house with oil. And I thought, well, I wonder what anointing oil is. Anoint your house with oil. He said, oh, forget it. Get the Crisco out. And I thought, hey, man, that's what we use, Crisco. I mean, those God set that up. He gave me that thought in here. It wasn't up here. My mind, the Bible says, flesh receiveth not the things of God. That's why they're not carnally discerned. That's why you can't reason this kingdom out. You can't figure this kingdom out. That's why you just got to trust God based on His Word that He'll do what He said He'll do. I know if he can help Teresa, I'd go in and she'd be in a closet burning candles just crying. And I'd be like, what's wrong with you, man?
I don't know.
She was oppressed of the devil. I didn't even know it. And I'd get books to read, you know. And so after we got born again, and I thought, hey, man, reading books, even when she was lost. I mean, I went and got first grade books. It took them, she was reading books, you know. And after I got born again, and I read that scripture where it says, be not conformed to this world, but be you transformed by the renewing of your mind. And I had a revelation. I'd heard it preached, and I'm meditating on it. I heard it preached, but I didn't understand it. And so I thought, So I went in there, I started meditating, I learned where it was at, where I could quote it without going to the Bible. That's what meditation is. You do that, and I guarantee you do that a week, and you won't be weak. I'm telling you right now, you keep your mind on the Lord a week. Well, I got a revelation of that, so I thought, hey, glory to God, this, you know, that's how what's going to happen now. We're going to read that. So, well, I mean, we were Bible students. I mean, we can quote the Word, but we get in it all the time. You know, read it, meditate on it, say it. Why? Because it's transformed our life. Still transforming our life. Right now, still transforming our life, praise God. But see, you got to get out of that mentality and start telling the Lord. And I wrote some things down here. Mark 11 here, he says, whatsoever things you desire when you pray, believe that you receive them and you shall have them. And you know what you do after that? If you've already received the car, what do? Drive it. You praise Him. So that now, you know, I just go around now because I done rebuked this, everything, and I say, I just praise You right now, Lord, that your Son died on the cross and that's mine. I done took it and received it, and I praise You for it. And I praise You for it. A guy asked a preacher one time, he said, well, how long have I got to, he said, how long have I got to wait? He said, as long as it takes. He said, well, what don't happen? He said, you'll die in faith. What? You got to look at everything that way. Praise God. You know, thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord. Father, I thank You. I am the healed of God. You got to go around saying it. Faith comes by hearing. You hear what you're saying. See, this don't, I mean, you mention that to some Christians, they're like, oh, Scotty, he's a little weird. That church is a little weird. Y'all think like me, that's why. We think like Jesus, right? Somebody told the sister over there something about we're adopted, you know, and all of that, and it didn't set well with her. And you know what she said? Come through there and she asked me a question. I said, well, I got a little bit of it. I said, but you know, it's all in the Bible. I said, you know, he went to his own and they didn't receive him. I said, and so he came to us, you know. But you know what did say? Well, she said, well, I can tell you, I'm going to find that in the Bible. That is a good, good thing to do. When something don't set well with you, you don't take people's word and don't just bypass it like it's nothing. Go in there and God's going to do something. God's going to give you revelation. I'm not just talking about that. He'll give you revelation. I wanted to know about prosperity. You cannot break me financially, bless God. And I had a guy tell me one time, he said, I wouldn't say that, the devil. I said, I've done whipped the devil. In Jesus, I'm in Jesus. The devil can't do nothing in my business. The devil can't do nothing with my finances. He can't bypass faith. He can't ride over faith. And I'm in the blood of Jesus, and I pleaded it and done applied it. And, you know, I give, and he said it'll be given back to me. I said, you can't break that if I don't break it. Guy told me one time, he said, I tithe myself poor. I said, I give myself poor. I said, that's not possible. I said, what happened is you wasn't led. I said, there ain't no way you can give yourself poor. I said, that's not scriptural. See what I'm saying? Used to believe when everything was happening, then thing going through a financial trial, and then you start believing this thing don't work, you know, and you just give yourself plumb broke. No, you missed God somewhere. God's word works. I told him, I said, you're way too late to tell me that. I said, I'm not going to take that bullet and bite it. I said, because it'll quit working for me. I said, because everything we receive from God is through and by faith. I said, if you get unbelief in there, I said, you done killed it. You went and killed it. It's, okay, I'm going to say this, because I wrote this down the last. If you believe the Word of God, then you've got to change your confession. I mean, I've heard Christians, and I want to do it myself. I don't no more. I mean, first thing, some sickness attacked me, I'd want to run the tree. So, man, I'm feeling this. And she'd say, if I ever did, she'd say, you better stop that confession. You better not be saying that. Don't say it. And I'm like, well, God, man, I want to tell you. I feel it. You know, man, I mean, I want to tell you. You know, well, the Bible says by Jesus' stripes I'm healed. Well, I can't go around saying how sick I am and how I feel and all that. Now, I'm not in agreement now. I'm not in agreement with what the Word says, you know, or my situation, or with my kids, or with my business, or how I feel in business, you know, and all that stuff. You work this in your whole life, praise God. The Bible says while we walk by faith and not by sight. While we look not at the things that we don't focus on the things that are seen, what it feels like and looks like, even what my body. My body would have me in a wheelchair if I'd have let it. I'm telling you the honest God's truth. I know what I'm saying. I drug this body by faith. I drug my leg by faith. I mean, I did it. And I mean, praise God, I walked out the Word of God and I recovered quickly. And I praise God, I mean, I can do more physically than I ever have in longevity. I believe if I'd have listened to how my body was screaming and all of that stuff, praise God, I would have just sat down and quit. But you know what I knew? That quitters never win. But winners don't quit. And I counted myself as a winner because I'm in Jesus. See, we boldly make our confession based on God's word, and then we confess. We don't change that confession. Somebody might say, well, when you gonna get it? I done got it. See, that sounds crazy, but not according to that. Not according to the word. If you've already got it, then you expect it. You expect to occupy, to possess it. And those that believe possess sooner or later. They begin to possess. Let's bow our heads. Father, we praise you. And Lord, we just thank you.